This is Science News in 6 minutes for August 27, 2018. I'm Thomas McCoy. With rates of dementia on the rise and more than 500,000 Australians expected to be suffering from this devastating condition by 2025, a new discovery may allow people to be screened using a simple eye test. Currently, the tests to detect Alzheimer's early enough for treatment to be effective are invasive and expensive. They include spinal taps and brain scans, which are intended to detect damaging proteins, but two researchers at Washington University have achieved similar success using a non-invasive eye exam.
For the most part, it can be done undilated. It takes a few minutes, and it's basically just like having an eye doctor look in the back of your eye.
That's researcher Gregory Van Staven, and this approach has been taken because previous studies have found that the eyes of people who died from Alzheimer's were degraded. In the current study, 30 people without Alzheimer's symptoms were given the eye exam and also checked for damaging proteins. And for those people with damaging proteins,
their retinal layers were thinner, and this area called the foveal avascular zone was larger, meaning there was less blood flow and less blood vessels in that region.
Although more research is needed, this eye test may make it possible to start screening people for Alzheimer's in their 40s or 50s and start treatments earlier to prevent further damage. For the first time ever, scientists have seen definitive evidence that there is water ice on the surface of the moon. Over the years, there have been many previous detections suggesting there may be water on the moon, but this is the first direct detection. The work was carried out by researchers from the University of Hawaii and Brown University, who statistically reanalyzed a vast amount of data that had been collected by the Moon Mineralogy Mapper almost 10 years ago. Resulting from this, they were able to identify specific signatures that definitively prove there is water ice on the lunar surface, and these include the reflective properties of the ice and the way its molecules absorb infrared light. The water ice was found at the bottom of craters near the poles, which are in eternal darkness and which never get warmer than minus 157 degrees Celsius. Although there's not expected to be a vast amount of available water ice, an exciting aspect of this new discovery is that the ice could provide drinking water, rocket fuel, and breathable oxygen for future moon missions, and may even allow a moon colony to be established one day. Every year, thousands of Australians are hospitalised due to dog-related injury, but researchers in the UK have developed an educational tool that might help prevent this. It's a virtual reality dog. Created at the University of Liverpool by a team of engineers working with animal behaviour specialists and psychologists, it lets people put on some virtual reality glasses and interact with a virtual dog that expresses a range of different emotions, including the kinds of threat and stress behaviours that will often result in a person being bitten. The virtual reality experience is suitable for adults and children, and as the user approaches the dog, its behaviour and body language gradually changes, starting off friendly and then showing signs of aggression like licking its lips, lowering its head and body, lifting its front paw, growling and showing its teeth. People then respond to these behaviours by using the canine ladder of aggression, which shows how a dog may behave when it doesn't want to be approached. This use of virtual reality should allow people to be trained in a safe and immersive way and hopefully reduce the incidence of dog attacks. A new survey has found that science-related topics like health and environmental issues, new inventions and technologies, and medical discoveries may actually be more interesting to people than politics, sport, or the arts. Conducted by Dr. Rod Lamberts from the National Centre for the Public Awareness of Science at the Australian National University, the 2018 Australian Beliefs and Attitudes Towards Science survey interviewed 1,000 people from every state in Australia. In addition to being interested in science, the survey also found that more than two-thirds of people felt they were well-informed or very well-informed about science, and as a career, being a scientist was rated just below being a doctor in terms of prestige. The survey also asked about controversial topics like genetics, with one-third of people saying that eating genetically modified foods is unsafe because they're unnatural, unhealthy or harmful, and because the average person doesn't know what making genetically modified food involves. But more than 82% of people did agree that the benefits of science outweigh the harmful effects, and more than half expressed confidence that scientific progress will help to manage illnesses like cancer and AIDS, and that science has made our lives healthier, easier, and more comfortable. The survey was funded by the Australian Government's Department of Industry, Innovation and Science. Briefly, in other science news, researchers at Yale University have reported success in improving the social skills of children with autism spectrum disorder by using a robot. The fully autonomous adaptive robot was put in the children's homes for a month, and at the end of the trial, the children showed improvements in attention skills and were also able to demonstrate these while interacting with adults long after the robot was gone. A new $10.9 million research consortium led by the University of Adelaide will focus on increasing the value of agricultural waste by turning it into high-value products. Agriculture generates loads of waste biomass, but some biomolecules actually have antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial, and anti-cancer properties, while others can be used in food, lubricants, and cosmetics. And that's all for this week. For more information about stories or to provide feedback, just visit sciencenewsin6mins, that's all one word, .wordpress.com. Catch you next time, and thanks for listening.